fuck nuts! Welcome to Mouth Off!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 9 of Mouth Off. I'm here with Jake. You're not going to say anything?
It froze, so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You said, lazy!
Are you fucking serious? No, I handed it off to you. Do I have to start over now?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mouth Off. I am Connor. I am here with Jake, my co-host. What up, Jake?
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Hi. How you doing? All everybody over there in the world doing all their stuff and such.
Welcome to episode 9.
Ooh, Connor's bringing the heat to episode 9.
I am. I'm heated. I'm hyped. I feel like I'm on coke. I feel fucking great. I got a handle of Jim Beam, and I didn't even get carded. Feels like a fucking accomplishment, even though I'm over 21.
That's the biggest. I was just telling you this before the podcast started, that as soon as I turned 21 and I went to New York, I went to a liquor store and I didn't get fucking carded. I'm like, all right, let's go. First time buying alcohol. Let's get it. Like, first time I was ready to just whip out my ID, slap it in front of him, but yeah, motherfucker, I'm 21. And like, yeah,
finally.
He's just like, yeah, so I put the bottles of Jack on the thing and he's just like, all right, that'll be $30. And I'm like, that's it? Really? He's like, yeah, $30. I'm like, okay. And I was like, all right, maybe that dude was just chill or whatever. You know, maybe that was the case. So we went across the street to the 7-Eleven.
It still sucks, though, because it's your first one. It's like,
right.
Really?
Well, then, dude, I was getting fucked up in my head.
Give me the satisfaction.
Right. And I was getting fucked up in my head because we went across the street right after that to get a six-pack of, what the fuck did we get? It was a Sam Adams or something, I guess. And, yeah. And I bring it up to the register, and literally, there's a fucking mat on the register that says, if you look under 27, we will card you. And I put the beer down, and he's just like, all right, fucking 750. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Do I look old as shit? What the hell?
Yeah, you are looking a little crusty.
Connor, I got carded at Best Buy for buying Halloween on Steelbook. Yeah, I do no, not look old. I look like
no,
a
I know
baby.
You got a fucking baby cheeks. You got chipmunk cheeks.
Hey, start that fucking timer, right. Asshole.
All right, yeah, you ready to start this fucking
timer? Yeah,
let's
get this thing started.
Fucking,
I'm going to
start.
I'm going to take a swig of this Smirnoff Ice here when he calls start.
What the fuck did
Big swig.
There it is. Start! All right. I gotta say, man, I think I actually got the levels right this time.
All right, it only took you 9 episodes, but you know.
Hey, we're getting there. We're rolling with the punches.
Yeah, you know.
We're figuring it out as we go.
You know, hey, cheers to that. Cheers, cheers, yeah, the screen. Cheers,
cheers
the screen.
Cheers the screen.
Ah. All right.
Yeah!
Kind of, ooh. I'm drinking all these fruity drinks this
Grey
week,
Goose,
so.
Baby.
I'm not even going to wince at this.
Fruit Loop, that's why.
I don't, because here's the thing, right? I got all these Jack bottles that have like a little bit left, and I'm going to like Frankenstein them into one bottle of Jack and bring it to my friend's place on a Sunday, because football motherfucking Sunday, we're doing some motherfucking drinking games.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that, because you sent me the rules and shit, and I didn't get a chance to go through them.
Yeah, so I'm going over to my friend Courtney's place, and she's a Denver Broncos fan. I myself am a Miami Dolphins fan, and the teams are happening to be playing them each other on Sunday. And for all of October, because, you know, I was doing the horror movie thing, I was like, I can't, you know, come and hang out and shit and blah, blah, blah. I'm watching the movies. So she's like, we have to fucking get drunk again. And so
that's a good friend.
Yeah. And because we both were like, this lockdown's fucking killing us right now, man. We got to do something. We got to have some fun. We're losing our minds here. So she's like, we got to drink again. And of course, perfect timing is Sunday. Our teams are playing football. So we did this whole thing. We're like, we're going to have a fucking drinking game. And then afterwards, we're going to find a bar that's open and just drink some more. And then afterwards, again, we'll come back, play some drunk Mario Kart. Like, we're going to probably die on Sunday. I'm just going to tell
Mario
you.
Mario Kart is the fucking best
it's
when you're drunk.
It's the shit.
That's like, that's probably my favorite game to play when you're drunk.
Yeah.
That and the mini games on Pokemon Stadium.
Well, actually, Courtney and I used to, before we went downtown in Greenville, we would hang out together and we were playing just drunk Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a night where it got brutal. I was making like straight whiskey drinks, chasing it with Smirnoff ices. Like that got dangerous pretty fast. But our drinking game here is, and tell me if I'm missing anything. I'm probably going to catch a buzzer doing this, but
go for it.
So if the Dolphins score touchdown or field goal, Courtney has to drink. And then if the Broncos score touchdown or field goal, I have to drink because that's a fucking fault on my team if the Broncos get any points on the board.
Right.
If your team has to punt, you drink. If your QB gets sacked, you drink. If your team has a turnover, you drink. If your team can't convert on a fourth down, you drink. If your team misses a field goal, you drink. If your team misses an extra point, you drink. If your team fails to do a two-point conversion, you drink. And if your team loses, you finish your drink.
That's good. I think you covered pretty much all the bases you need to cover. Yeah. I would just go through and do a second draft and like change the weight of the penalty for each rule because it's just a drink for each thing. I would like go through and like some be two drinks, some be three, some be a shot, some be, you know.
Well, you know I hate shots, so.
Well, that's the. Oh my fucking god.
Oh, we're back in.
Why does that
old...
always happen to me? Why doesn't that ever happen to you? That never happens to you.
It's funny.
It happened to Noah a lot, so I'm not the only one, so I'm not that mad. But it never happens to you.
Like
why
does
it happen to you? God.
It's funny too because the buzzer's on your side of the Skype call, so.
Yeah.
You should probably know better than me, but.
No, like, literally, like, I have no way of knowing. Like, literally, I have the range or whatever, but we both know the range. All it says, I'm going to show it to you. Like, it literally just says counting.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's it. It gives me no information whatsoever. Like, that's about as fair as it gets.
But yeah, she's a Broncos fan. The Broncos aren't doing too well this season, and the Dolphins are doing probably the best they've done in like the last two decades. So, you know, it's gonna be her boyfriend is gonna be there for the second half of the game, and I'm bringing him a Dolphins jersey just to fuck with her.
That's a lot of money, man. I would just do a hat.
No, I'm bringing the whole jersey because you know he said you should probably make my drinks stronger. Because the Broncos ain't going to be scoring that much. So.
Damn.
Because maybe if they get a touchdown, you should do like half your drink. Because if you just want to keep up with her, she's probably going to be drinking a lot that day. Oh, man.
I like that he's a realist. Respect.
Well, he's a big Patrick Mahomes fan. And not just on the bandwagon. He was watching him through college. So. I don't know if he's a Chiefs fan, though. I'm going to have to ask him when I go there on Sunday.
Okay. Respect. Respect.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you bandwagon on that, then fuck you. But like, he's been following him since college, so he's a legit guy. He's legit.
Yeah, the only guy that I've followed all the way from college in the NFL, I think, in the quarterback position is Russell Wilson. That's pretty much it.
Dude, I'm having so much fun watching him this season.
Yeah, like, dude, I cannot get over that Batman video that they put on Bleacher Report. That shit was so funny.
Dude, man. I watched him do the rematch
Kyler
game
Murray.
Last night.
Who are you supposed to be? I'm vengeance.
Dude, it was vengeance. That was a revenge game, dude, and they won. Like it was crazy because
fucking
I watched
awesome.
I watched
I
him
love
do
the
first
internet
game.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I watched him do the first game where the Cardinals beat him in overtime. And it got down to like the last 2 minutes of overtime. Like they were just fucking going at each other. And then I watched it last night. It almost did the same thing. It came down to the last
really?
Drive, and if the Cardinals put up seven, they would go into overtime, but they sacked Ooh. Them on fourth down. I was like, ah, dude, it was a good game.
Fuck.
You gotta start watching more football.
Yeah, I know I do. We were just talking about this the other day, though. Like, so, okay, so when I was in college, like, I was an ex-athlete. A lot of my friends were athletes that I hung out with.
Yeah.
Or at least, well, in the sports world.
Right.
But then I was going to school with the art kids because I was in the art college at ECU with Jake. Mm-hmm. But, like, so, like, there was that separation there. Like, the people I went to class with were very different from the people that I hung out with on my own time. Now, as a professional in my field, like, it's all art students, basically. Everybody's, like, from the art world. Like, right. Nobody played sports at all.
They were all either like, theater kids or art kids.
Pretty much, yeah. Or just hipsters, basically. That's a lot of hipsters, a lot of vaping.
A lot of dropping the football if you threw them.
Skinny jeans. Yeah. No, but I did meet one guy at, like, a gathering. Like, me and my friends, we had this thing that we go to. It's kind of like a club, basically. Like, right. Everybody's an actor or a filmmaker. Yeah. Met this one dude who was an actor, and he played at UNC.
Oh, shit.
He played football. Yeah, he was a linebacker. And I could tell that he played football. I was like, where'd you play? Like, you can pick him out of the fucking bunch when you've played. Like, when you know what you're looking at, you know. And I was like, where'd you play? He was like, UNC. I was like, of all the fucking schools.
Like, wait, and this was in Atlanta?
Yeah, this is in Atlanta. I'm like sitting right next to the guy. I'm like, hey, what's your name? Hey, I'm Connor. So, hey, where'd you play football? He was like, UNC. I was like, of all the fucking schools. He was like, where'd you play? I was like, ECU? I was like, oh, no shit. He was a little older than I was. Yeah. Well, also being rivals, which...
Oh, definitely.
Like, yeah, it was like, that's ironic. But no, it turns out he was part of that class that got in trouble with the whole academic scandal. Do you remember that?
I don't know about that.
No? So... Yeah, it's me.
Dude, you didn't even yell that time. That was just a... Damn it.
I just, like, I'm starting to get used to it now. It's probably a little too far away from the microphone. You know, that's my life. Okay. All
right. Somehow I'm still drinking with you, though, but it is a Smirnoff Ice, so...
You know what? I'm doing the White Claw this time. I'm sorry.
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do.
Dude, I haven't touched whiskey in forever. Like, this shit is smacking me. Granted, I'm drinking it neat. I'm drinking it neat, but it's not even, like, rye whiskey. It's, like, Jim Beam fucking sour apple.
It'll still do it, like, to you.
Right, but, like, I didn't used to be this much of a pussy to,
Show me the bottle. See, I used to get that. I used to get all that green apple shit. And let me tell you something, man. Them phones are listening to you.
Dude, no, it'll fuck you up. I'm not saying that. Like, but, like, as far as, like, the smoothness of it going down.
Right.
It used to just go down like juice. Like, right. It didn't fucking matter. Now it's, like, I haven't touched whiskey in so long that it's, like, oh, jeez. It's smacking me in the fucking ribs.
Cut to 3 episodes ago where you were drinking, like, this ice smoothie. And it's like, okay, well, no wonder why your tolerance for fucking whiskey went down. You're drinking this fruity, like, smoothie shit.
Yeah, yeah. I've been kind of spoiled lately.
But, dude,
Oktoberfest and Jello shots and White Claws turning into a fucking f***.
Great. At least you did it early this time, so I can bleep it earlier. No, but, dude, that green
this
apple.
This dude's drinking a White Claw. What a f***. All
right, you're quoting Bill Burr, so that's all right.
Why don't you grab one, put a condom around and shove it up your ass?
Stop. But that green apple bottle, man.
Awesome.
Uh-oh. Connor's frozen on my screen. Oh, there he is. All right, cool. You're back. You froze for a second.
Hey,
scared me.
I was about to say.
But that green apple shit, man.
I'm betting. I will bet you 3 drinks that we will have 3 Skype malfunctions.
I don't want to deal with that, man. I don't even think about that.
You don't want to make a bet?
No, because you got your brother coming and shit. We gotta power
through
this. Yeah,
I'm getting fucked up regardless.
I know, but I'm just saying we gotta power through this. That green apple bottle, man.
You're no fun.
That takes me back to, like, 2018 where I was just drinking heavily, like, green apple shit. I'll tell you what, man. These fucking phones are listening
Christ.
To us, dude. I don't want to get too crazy about this, but, like.
Oh, God.
No, dude, I'm dead ass, right? I didn't buy any of that shit. When I went to New York, I bought straight whiskey, so it wasn't even like a flavored thing or anything like that. And I use cash anyway, but I went to...
I'm sorry, real quick, which just flashed into my brain just instantly when you said, I went to New York, and I instantly remembered the wild card from the fucking 4th of July.
I was from New York. Really?
Oh, I'm from New York, too. What part?
What
Albany?
Part? Albany.
It's not fucking New York.
It's not fucking New York. You're not from the fucking you're not from Queens. You're not from the Bronx. You're not from Long Island even. Like, you're from up there. Get the fuck out of here. And then she's like,
North Side Long Beach.
And then she fucking says she was born in Maryland. I'm like, say fuck off. Like, fucking fib.
God damn it. Oh, but, dude.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay, yeah, finish.
So, when I was getting into the Green Apple shits, right, all I did was talk about it in person to people. And I went to buy my first ever green bottle Smirnoff vodka, Green Apple. Mm-hmm. And I used cash, and I brought it back to my place, and all I did was talk about it.
Finally. So,
yeah, hey, there we go. You know, I'll finish this.
2-1. I got that goose egg off the board.
All right, play that defense, Smirnoff people. Is gone.
Defense wins championships. Defense wins mouth off. Yeah. Oh, we got Nad.
Oh,
we got
Nad.
This is really boring, actually.
All right,
no, it's not even worth it. We got
fuck
real
it.
Ads now.
We got real shits now, people. If you heard it, probably at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, we're the real motherfucking deal now, bitches.
We're sellouts now, bitches. We're getting the sweet green.
Yes, sir.
But. So like I said, I didn't tell any, I only talked to people. I never texted it. I never
posted
it.
You ever learned anything from Nickelback? It's do it for the money, not the people.
No, but like with that Green Apple shit, right? I didn't tweet about it. I didn't fucking post it anywhere. I didn't text anybody about it. I literally just said, oh, I'm into the Green Apple shit in person to people. I went to the liquor store. I bought the bottle with cash. And then the next fucking day on Instagram, I'm getting all these fucking sponsored posts for try Captain Morgan's Green Apple Rum and stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, that shit is actually... So my old roommate, RJ, actually used to work with that. So like he did programming type stuff. And his job basically was to like direct... certain material to certain people basically and kind of like filter it. So like that's kind of how he explained it to me, sort of. That's a really rough way of saying it, but like they literally have people sit in chairs and like figure out what type of material should go to you based on your data.
But
and
dude,
the shit that you're looking at on the internet.
The only I wasn't looking at anything. I didn't Google this. I didn't tweet about it. I didn't put anything.
But you just said you tweeted it.
No, I said I didn't. I didn't post it. I didn't put it anywhere. All I did was say word of mouth to people that I was going to buy Green Apple shit. I didn't post about it. I didn't do anything online about it. I used my cash, not my card, and I still got the fucking ads.
It's a little sus, bro.
It's very sus, bro. They're fucking listening to me right now. I hope you all fucking choke on your dicks. Like,
it's just advertising, though. It's not like the
dude, fucking... they're listening to me right now. That's the fucking scary part. Nothing's safe.
Yeah, but people always go to, like, the worst conclusion. Like, I mean, yes.
Explain
the
to me
FBI...
how they knew what I was buying if I used cash and never put it anywhere online.
Man. Just look, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to fucking worry
about.
I'm just
saying,
like,
man, that's just fucking weird, dude. I don't.
Yes, the FBI watches us through our fucking laptops and shit, but like, I got nothing to hide. You want to watch me jerk off? So be it. Jake's waving at his computer.
I'm
right
waving
now.
At the NSA right now. That's just fucking weird to me, man. There's like
what was I gonna say?
People fucking listening to me buy whiskey or shit.
All right, so back to the thing that I remembered when talking about the wild card. So I was talking to my boss at work, right? We're chit-chatting, and he mentions to me, so for people who don't know, my family is from Michigan. I'm not. I was born and raised in North Carolina, but my family's from Michigan, and we go snowmobiling up in the UP, which is Upper Peninsula, Michigan, once a year, pretty much. And my boss all of a sudden tells me this story out of fucking nowhere. Without me giving him that information, he's like, "I went on this trip one time to Upper Michigan, and no shit, what? Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I was like for work for this job I was doing back then. He was telling me, I went to this town called Houghton, and I was like,
Oh, we just finished the shit out of that. Holy crap.
There wasn't much in it. Shut the fuck up. Well, I'm starting to get annoyed another... by our own fucking drinking game that we invented. All right. That still blows my mind that we were able to come up with this shit. Anyway, I was like, he was like, yeah, we went to this town called Houghton. And I was like, you mean Houghton? Because up there, it's basically Canada. Like, that's how it's pronounced. Right. But right. He's deep southern.
Okay.
I was like, yeah. I was like, no fucking shit. So, like, for my dad and my brothers and my cousins and uncles listening that go on a trip, like, they know as soon as I fucking said that. That's exactly where we go snowmobiling every year. That's where Michigan Tech is.
Damn.
And literally, like, I pulled it up on Google Maps. And I pulled him up. I was like, yeah, you know the bridge? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, take a right, like, literally 0.2 miles down the street. Like, that's our Airbnb. I was like, oh, no shit.
Right.
And so, like, what was funny to me, and I told my mom this, too, what was funny to me was, like, he said that, like, when he went to this gas station, he stopped at this gas station right next to the bridge. There's this one big bridge in the town. And he walks in. The lady at the counter, she's like, oh, you're not from around here, are you? He was like, no, ma'am. She was like, oh, are you from down south? She was like, he was like, yes, ma'am. She was like, oh, Detroit.
Oh, my God.
And that just fucking cracked me up. Like, I know you're from New York, so, but, like, basically, like, up in Michigan in their own little fucking world, like, Detroit is, like, considered the south and then the UP is the north. So like, he fucking cracked it. He was like, no, man, no. A little further south than that.
Talking about cousin fucking country.
Oh my God, dude. No, I told you the shit that I said to my boss one day.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, this is that same boss. So like, I'm in the shop and we're like fighting over the aux and I'm like playing a bunch of shit. Like I get a wide palate when it comes to music. So like,
unlike me,
I'm playing a bunch of different shit, but I'm working with a bunch of like Trailer Park Redneck motherfuckers. And all they listen to is like the same 50 fucking songs every goddamn day. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd Radio. If I hear Freebird one more time, I'm going to quit my fucking job. That's how often I hear the same fucking songs. It's either like Lynyrd Skynyrd or Five Finger Death Punch. And that's it. So
that's drastically different though.
No, it's like that's
drastically
70s,
different.
It's either 70s rock or it's like fuck.
You know, going back to that
Shut
Michigan...
the fuck up. Sorry.
Going back to that whole coincidence thing and people being from similar places, I got the mother of all coincidences. If this ain't the definition of it's a small world, if this ain't the definition of it's a small world, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. So my friend, Thomas, lives next door to me. His family, he was born in 1997 here in North Carolina. Connor, are you there?
No, Skype. Jake!
Hey,
okay, there you
hey.
Go. No, all right. Come back.
I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay,
hey.
All right.
Cool.
Here
all right.
Okay.
So, mother load of all coincidences, my friend Thomas, who lives next door to me.
Yeah.
He was born in 1997 in North Carolina at that house. Not in there, like at the hospital down the road, but like that's his first house. He has an older sister of about 4 years older. And they moved down here about 5 years before my family did. Their family, we don't know who they are. We didn't know who they were until we moved here. They are from Long Island.
Yeah.
One town over from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And his older sister was born at the same hospital that I was, delivered by the same doctor that I was.
That's pretty funny.
And they moved here 5 years before my family did, and somehow we both moved into the exact same, like, next to each other.
That That's a huge fucking coincidence.
That is the biggest case of it's a small world I've ever heard. Yeah. Like,
when we moved down to North Carolina, like, it wasn't until, like, I entered high school. My mom actually found one of her best friends from high school on Facebook, caught up with her. Turned out, like, we were in Holly Springs. She lived in Apex. Like, from high school in Detroit. Yeah. In Detroit.
That's crazy.
Like, and then fucking 30 years later, she lives, like, 10 minutes down the road.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is a small fucking world.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, no, so, like, real quick, like, I was talking about, I was fighting over the aux with my coworkers at work, and they're just bitching because it's not Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it's not Aerosmith, and I'm like, well, you fucking close-minded redneck motherfuckers. So, like,
I don't think Aerosmith is redneck.
All of a sudden, my boss has had enough. My boss has had enough. He takes over the aux and turns on, like, some old-school country. Yeah. And I only like the new pop country shit. I can't do the old shit.
Uh-oh.
He turns on the old shit. And I immediately, I'm like, you know what? Suddenly, I have to take a shit. And so I went to the bathroom for about 20 minutes just to avoid the fucking music. And then I come out and they're like, there he is. I was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And then my boss is like, oh, you're going to get cultured today, son. And I was like, no, nah, I don't listen to that. I was like, I don't listen to that cousin fucker music. But I said it under my breath, and my coworker heard it. And he just fucking died laughing. And what cracked me up was that he turns and says to me, he was like, yeah, you're not wrong.
He's saying loud and proud he fucks his cousin.
No, he doesn't. He has like his like great uncle or whatever, or like his granddad or whatever, something like small town country bumfuck nowhere, like shit just happens on accident. You don't realize your cousins until the wedding. Like,
you don't realize your cousins till your kid gets born with flippers and you're like, what the fuck? You both go down to the doctor, get that blood test and figure out.
Comes out of the womb is like, hey you guys. Like, oh no, we're related.
Oh my god. God, that must be a fucked up situation if you accidentally like marry a cousin you didn't know you had.
No. Jake. No! Hey. No! No! That is not fucking fair! That is so not fucking fair! Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my fucking god. Skype fucks up and I'm like, no, Jake, come back. And as soon as I say that, the buzzer goes off. That is horseshit if I've ever fucking heard it, dude. I'm going to fucking ad from top rated Atlanta chiropractor. Go fuck yourself.
Actually, we might want their sponsorship, Connor.
Yeah, I do. Auto injury care to help you feel better from auto accidents. That's it.
Wait, it's chiropractors that specifically deal with if your back gets fucked up by a car accident?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of niche business is that? Hey, we're only chiropractors if your fucking spine was twisted by a car accident. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
So how'd you fuck up your back? Oh, I was powerlifting and I did my deadlift wrong. He's like, so you weren't in a car accident? No, I wasn't. All right, get the fuck out of my office.
Get the fuck off the premises right now.
Dude, deadass, I went to try and go, I shit you not. I tried to get a drink COVID first. Test. Fine. holy fuck.
The room is spinning.
I went to try and go get a COVID test. And, went to this place called, like, Piedmont Urgent Care or some shit.
I've
like
heard of
that. Yeah, and, dude, I walk in, they try to charge me $150 for a COVID test. I was like,
that happened to
fuck?
Gus!
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, wait, no, you told me about
supposed to be
that,
free!
Yeah.
Like, they literally tried to rip me off. Like, I was like, yeah, let me, is it all right if I step outside and make a phone call real quick? She's like, yeah, fine. I called my dad. I'm like, yeah, so this place is trying to charge me $150 for a COVID test. He was like, get the fuck out of there. I was like, all right.
Oh, wait, yeah. Click. No, you told me that, not Gus. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking left. Yeah, I fucking left. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to wait to get my COVID test. She was like, why? I was like, well,
Because it's not fucking free.
I was expecting it to be free. She was like, oh, okay. You plan on getting a test somewhere else? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, well, have a good day.
You know, one of the other million of places that are offering it for free, assholes. Like, what the fuck?
Right. So, yeah.
Why are they still... Wait, time out. Time out. They're allowed to do that, but hand sanitizer guy, before the shit went through, had to get his whole fucking sanitizer shit rated. Like... I understand that what he was doing, upcharging it like $700, was a piece of shit move. But like, if they can charge for COVID tests,
supply and demand,
I can sell hand sanitizer. That's some bullshit right there.
I didn't hear any news about that, but I did notice the upsale on hand sanitizer. I mean, I wasn't mad at it though, because on a business perspective, like, that's supply and demand.
Well, people were pissed at him. Because he's capitalizing on a fucking tragedy.
Well, that's not fair.
It's during a pandemic.
Sucks to be you, bitch.
He's capitalizing on a pandemic. You shouldn't make money off of people's
tragedies. Yeah, there's a reason he got in the fucking healthcare service. I don't know what
to tell you. In the healthcare service. He just...
Well, he's in the fucking, like, health sanitation, like, realm.
Wait, no. I thought the dude literally, like, was like, hey, I saw that shit that's happening in China. That's going to become global. I'm going to take a... gamble right now and drive to like 7 different fucking Targets and Walmarts and buy all their fucking hand sanitizer because people are going to need this. And he was right.
Oh, I thought you meant like the CEO of Purell.
No. I'm talking about the dude that went out and bought a bunch of shit because he's like, I know this shit's going to hit the fan. And listen, he's an asshole.
He just flipped it.
Yeah, but he's
he flipped it.
He got greedy. He started charging like $700 for a bottle.
Whatever.
But like, here's the thing, right? Everyone was like, oh.
People can be salty all they want.
No, but
like,
dude. No, my point is.
I'm sorry. I'm a capitalist. Like, you got me, but like, you had the right to do that and you made a smart decision. Like, I can't be mad at that.
The thing that kills me is that everyone was like, hey man, like, you shouldn't fucking capitalize on a pandemic and other people's tragedies.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
What do you think the news has been doing?
Not you, but everybody.
What do you think the news has been doing? They're making paychecks by scam. I literally saw this one fucking outlet that one day was like, hey, what you're doing is not enough and it's killing grandmas. And then like, literally the next fucking day, that same outlet goes, are we freaking out too much about this thing? I'm like, fuck you. It's either it's bad or it's not that big of a deal. Pick one. You can't publish both. Like, that is that is worse than hand sanitizer guy.
Well, so tell me again. Are you fucking kidding me? Holy fucking crap. Are you kidding me? I can't, like, I'm all right.
Well, while Connor takes that drink, I do just want to preface that I'm not saying that the virus isn't bad. It's really bad, but I'm saying that a news outlet can't do it's bad.
No, I'll go
day.
Ahead and say it. No, the virus isn't bad.
We deeply apologize for the inconvenience at the moment, but the Mouth Off Party Cast got a little too controversial for our taste, so please bear with us as we get back to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank you.
Can we not just look at the numbers?
Stop! No!
Literally 2 days ago. Fine.
No, all my point was that a news outlet is doing the exact same thing that hand sanitizer guy did, where one day they publish it's terrible, it's killing everybody, and then the next day it's like, hey, stop freaking out so much. And they do it like literally within one day of each other. That's worse than hand sanitizer guy. So,
that's pretty two-faced.
But they're allowed to do that for some reason. That's 150% two-faced. Like, I'm fine if you run one narrative or the other. I don't care. But to do both back-to-back... And then blame hand sanitizer guy for being an asshole for upcharging?
Well, it depends on the way it is handled. Like, me personally, like, they can do both. They can play both sides of the coin as long as they're addressing that they're, like, valuing both sides of it. If they're just going to be two-faced about it, then, yeah, that's pretty, like, fucked up.
Yeah, I'm talking
that's
like
fucking annoying.
Shit.
That would annoy me. But, like, if they're at... I don't know if they did or not, but if they would at least, like, acknowledge that they're, like... looking at both sides of it and weighing pros and cons of both sides and acknowledging that, like, this is crazy. Well, is this, are we acting like it's too crazy? Like they, cause that's the way that I kind of stand in the middle too, on situations like this, usually until I can very firmly, safely feel comfortable in taking a stance. Cause I'm not very quick to take sides at all. If anybody, like, yeah, if you know me, you know that I'm not quick to take sides at all. Unless you're my brother or one of my best friends and someone's like trying to like pick a fight with you, I'll like drunk on a Saturday, I will drop kick a motherfucker in a heartbeat. That's the only time that I'm going to, if I was at Jimmy John's, I would have drop kicked that motherfucker in a heartbeat.
So like smacking people with the fucking sandwiches.
Oh like, dude, I would. Yeah, no, I would have been in there. It would have been on like Donkey Kong, that's for sure. Because like I don't, when you fuck with my friends, that's no bueno. But no bueno. Other than that, that's about it. I'm not quick to take sides at all. So I mean, it depends on whether they acknowledge it or not. If they acknowledge it, you know, addressing both sides, you know, good on them. If not, and they're being two-faced, then that's different.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that here's the thing, man. I don't think that Michigan trip that I was telling you that Gus and I and Ani and all them people that I know we were going to go on, I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Apparently, yeah, you were telling me a little bit about that. Why?
Apparently, Michigan is getting, like, in a bigger lockdown setting. Like, a lot of those northern states are doing a lot, like, heavy restrictions again. According to Gus, they still have bars open at the moment, and they're doing outdoor shit with, like, tents and heat, like, giant heated things. Like, open yeah. tents, but they have giant heaters instead of being all inside. So that might be yeah. making a difference. But it seems like the trend that they're going on is they're going to do, like, a fat fucking lockdown again. And
that's too much. That's too much. At this point, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, we were going to go up there, and, like, we were going to do the proper precautions, you know, we'll follow the tape on the floor. We'll put the masks on until we sit at some place and all that shit. We were going to do all that shit, but I've never been to Michigan. I've never been to Grand Rapids. That's where Gus is. He was going to show us around.
Hey, you know,
yeah, we were going to have fun. And you know, listen, it's like a 12-hour drive from here. And if we're going to go up there only to be locked up in Gus's house drinking on his couch, like, bitch, I got alcohol and couches here. Like, I don't need to go to Michigan for that. So
yeah,
at that point we're just not gonna do it.
It's a shitty situation. I couldn't make a stand. Like I said before, like I stay in the gray area until I can comfortably make a stance on a situation.
I'm not quick to take sides.
No, I make a fucking stance on COVID, and my stance is that you should not shut down the economy. Not at this point.
Oh, God.
You know, so I mean, any states that are like shutting down, I don't think it's the right decision.
We are towing the line on, you know, getting very it is political what it is. About this.
Yeah. All right.
We don't need to get political.
No, I'm not going that in depth in it. That's all I'm saying. I just don't think we should shut down economies. That's all. I'll take a drink for that. I'll take two because I'm pissing Jake off.
Yeah, you know what? Finish that in your glass. Finish that for getting political on the podcast. I will. Which it shouldn't be fucking political, man. It's a fucking virus that's killing people. Like, don't play politics with people's lives. Ain't cool.
It's a free country, I should say that way. But
okay. All right. Let's go into something more lighthearted. Connor. Let's share.
Sorry, this is what happens when I don't bring anything prepared, like off the top of my head. I don't have any topics, dude. Like I didn't prepare anything.
Jesus Christ.
We spent like all before this podcast, like trying to get the previous episode uploaded because we totally fucking forgot. Both of us did. My apologies
on that. I'm sorry. I'll take
no.
I'll
my
take,
apologies
I'll take
too. I
that.
Totally fucking blanked. I 100,000% forgot about it. Like
yeah, I was exporting the file and it was taking like a couple minutes. So I was like, all right, I'll go downstairs and do this thing real quick. And I fucking forgot I was exporting it. Oh God. Anyway, so.
Oh shit.
Connor, do you want
to? That one was heavy.
Do you know what I missed the most?
Let me chase that with a White Claw.
I missed.
What do you miss the most, Jake Bruin?
I miss concerts, dude. I fucking miss concerts.
Me fucking too. And not the movement.
You got any concert stories you want to share? I have a few, but if you want,
No, actually, you probably have a lot more than I do. Like, concerts are the one thing that, like, I really skipped out a lot on in my childhood, and I'm actually, like, kind of playing catch up on. Like, I went to a couple of, like, Jimmy Buffett concerts with my parents, and, like, one, like, Tiff Merritt concert, a couple, like, Train concerts, one OAR concert.
Ooh,
but these are all,
dude,
like,
I met that band in a VIP.
OAR?
I met them in a VIP party on New Year's Eve in New York City.
What?
Yeah.
OAR?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. We are mega fans of OAR in my house.
I got a picture of me with them. I got to dig that up, but I have a picture.
Dude, I love OAR. Love and Memories is my favorite fucking song by them. I'm going to listen to that now.
No, not now. We're recording.
No, not now, but I mean like tonight.
Oh, you took the headphones off. I was like.
Sorry. No, I'm like,
I was like
fixing my sweaty ass hair. Yeah, no, sorry.
No, yeah, my uncle, I don't know if he works for him anymore, but he was working for Cosmopolitan for a while, and it was the transition year of 2014 to 2015, I believe. And he's like, hey, I have to represent Cosmopolitan at their VIP party on New Year's Eve. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. Like, so I got this fucking dapper suit, and I had my hair all styled up and shit, and I fucking went with my two cousins and my uncle, and like, dude, it's the best way. First off, how many people can say they actually went to fucking Times Square, watched the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's
Yeah,
Eve?
That's something I've been wanting to do. New York is so fucking expensive, though, even to just, like, go for a quick vacation.
Yes, and not even that, though, but to not stand in that crowd for, like, 8 hours in the freezing cold, but be up in a luxury party with a bunch of celebrities. I think there was someone that was in some fucking TV show there as well.
God, that's fucking awesome.
And it was heated. We were all up there. And then we went out to watch a couple of the performances on the actual stage. And then, like, we went back inside, chilled in that party until they were like, hey, the ball's dropping. Then we went out into this area that was not shoulder to shoulder, just annoying people. And, like, it was
right.
Important people section. We just watched it happen. We're like, ah, Happy New Year. And then we went back up to the party. Like,
don't say money can't buy you happiness.
That was a good time, man.
People who say money can't buy you happiness are just people who are trying to cope with the fact that they don't have any.
You know, old Daniel Tosh comedy bit was, they say money can't buy happiness, but a wave runner. You ever see anybody frown on a wave runner?
No, one of my favorite country songs is Buy Me a Boat, I think it's called. And it literally goes, they say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
Don't quit your day job.
It can buy me a truck to pull it. And I just fucking love it, dude.
Dude, one of my
Wait, can we take a like 30-second intermission? I got to go unlock the door to let my brother in because he's going to pull up while we're in the middle of the episode.
Okay, I'll go get some more ice. All right, hey, we're back. Hey, hey, everybody.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey's for horses, but it's also for mouth off. Hey.
All right. What was I?
Oh. Woo! That's a buzzer.
Fuck.
Hey, we got an ad. Facebook, go fuck yourself. I gotta stop saying that. Hey, we got an ad. It doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Yeah, don't fuck off.
And the ads aren't even that interesting anymore. I miss the guy with the suspenders.
Fucking Wilfred.
Yeah, I miss Wilfred.
I got a cool concert story. So it was
Yeah, tell me.
I was in
I don't have any cool fucking concert stories. I got like two. That's
so
it.
I was in college. I worked on the on-campus radio station. And by the way, I just want to personally say how great I am. I single-handedly got us the rock and metal shit to come back to our station. Like,
oh yeah,
I was the music director and I sat there and I'm like, hey, we don't get any fucking rock and metal like coming in, no new shit at all. And so I called up this record label and was like, hey, who distributes for you? Like, our station needs new bands, and like, who distributes for you? Because I know that you guys put out some really good albums, but we got to know who's putting Who is putting that out to the radio stations? Who's giving that shit? And they directed me to these guys in New York.
Oh, sick.
And they're literally in the town that my friend's sister was born in, that's right next to the town. Dude, I'm not fucking with you, man.
Like, oh, Long Island.
Just another fucking Long Island bunch of guys. And, like, I'm dead ass, dude.
That's too
funny.
They
were literally in the town over that I used to live in New York. Like,
I mean, that's kind of sad, but that's also kind of funny.
Oh, it's fucking sweet. Because this is why it's sweet, is that... me and the guy that I would always call, who would always call me, and I don't want to name drop just in case if, you know, whatever. So I'm just going to say I'm going to say Apple and Banana are the two guys.
Okay.
So code Apple names, used to call it. Me all the time. What? Code names?
So, code names. I dig it.
Yes.
I dig it.
So Apple used to call me
I'm
all
hip.
The time.
I'm hip.
As the music director, Apple used to call me. Shut up. Fucking hell.
All right, I'm just saying. I'm in the game, man.
Okay, let me fucking play it, though.
I'm young.
You can vibe with the game, but I gotta still fucking play, buddy.
I'm still young.
So, Apple used to call me all the time with these bands that he wanted me to push, and I would push them all the time. And I would always report it back to him. And he's like, dude, you are like one of the best music directors, production managers that I work with. Like, you fucking get it. Like, you play all the cool shit. You're fucking vibing with the shit I send you. And I'm like, dude, it's my game. Like I fucking own this game. So he goes, hey, man, if you ever need anything from me, just, like, hit me up and let me know. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I go up to fucking New York. And in the town, there's this venue in this town. And a bunch of, like, middle-tier acts of rock bands. Like, Brett Michaels from Poison played there once. Some other people played there a couple times. It's a pretty decent venue. People in Huntington, New York would know.
It's got a lot of history.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who always go to that venue. So the original guitarist for Kiss, Ace Frehley, was going to play a solo show at that venue when I was up there in, I think it was a winter trip I went there. Might have been. I can't remember, dude. I was drunk that night, let me just tell you. So...
good answer.
Yeah, good answer. So, no, because I have short. It was a summer trip. I remember now.
Okay.
So I was like, hey man, can you get me to that show? He goes, yeah, I got you. Like, you want a ticket to that? I got you. Like, I'm actually going too. I was like, oh shit, dude, we should meet up and get drunk and fuck. And he's like, yeah, not fuck, but like. I didn't say that. We didn't do that.
Oh, what a f***.
Damn it, Connor. No, I didn't say that. I said we should fucking get drunk and hang out and shit at the fucking show.
No, it's all good, man. If you're gay, it's all right. I still
love
you.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man. No, dude, if you came out and told me you were gay, man, you'd still be one of my best friends, man.
I sure as shit hope so.
Fuck, wouldn't Connor. Change a single fucking thing.
Say a lot about you if all of a sudden
you can be gay all you want, man. Just don't be a fuck. Fuck.
So anyway,
damn it.
As I was saying, so he's like, yeah, I got you. Let's go to that show. And so he brought his buddy that works with him, Banana. So Apple and Banana show up. I meet
up with them. I lost track of the score. I was writing it down. I lost track of it like half an hour ago.
Fuck it. Fuck it. So.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
There you go. Another Linkin Park. You know. Morty. It's another Linkin Park reference. We got to get the Rick and Morty one in.
What was that quote from Morty?
Oh. Nobody exists on purpose. No one belongs anywhere. Everyone's going to die. Just come watch TV.
That's my favorite quote it's ever awesome. From any TV
beautiful.
Show ever.
So anyway, so I meet up with them. It's outside of the venue. They take me to their like favorite pizza place, which had fucking great pizza, and because it's fucking New York, of course. So
right,
we go into the
show. I think
show.
Chicago style is better. Sorry, not sorry.
What did you just say?
Yeah, you heard me.
What did you just say?
I said Chicago style is better than New York style.
Go fuck yourself. Anyway.
I will later.
Really? With your brother home? You're sick. You know that? No. Anyway, you want to talk about
yeah, I'll borrow my roommate's dildo. No, I'm just kidding.
So, we go into the show. We go floor seats. By the way, the fucking place was a ripoff with drinks. It was like $16 for house whiskey. Like, go fuck yourself.
$16? Are you kidding me?
Whiskey. And it was $18 for Jack.
Dude, dead ass during Halloween, my boy Trevor, literally, I shit you not, this man bought a bunch of one shots from the liquor store. They were like $1.99 a piece or whatever. And it's, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those little one shots of vodka or whatever. He just bought a bunch of them, and he took them to the bars with him in his fucking cargo pants pockets. He would just order a Sprite and just dump that shit in with bartenders not looking. I shit you not. I came home the next morning. I had spent like $70. This man spent $16.
So wait a second. My mind was blown. With cargo pants on?
Or cargo shorts. Yeah, dude, yes.
Dude like, was not trying to get laid that night. I'll just tell you that.
No, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a fuck.
What?
Who gives a fuck? Trying is like the worst fucking course of action.
Nobody's ever gotten a hand job in cargo shorts since Nom.
Oh, please. If you're a badass enough motherfucker, you can rack it.
Fuck you, dude. I'm quoting Superbad. You can't even pick up on that.
Oh, God damn it. I've seen the movie so many times. It's been so long. I need to watch it again now.
Anyway,
God damn it.
So we go to the show.
I feel like a disgrace. You talk now.
We go to the show. We're general admission. We're in the floor. We're watching it happen. Like, it's fucking like
fuck.
Right there.
Hold on. All right. Pause the episode. I have to take this phone call.
All right.
This is important.
Okay. Right. So.
We should go ahead and wrap it up, though. Like.
All right. So the story goes.
10 more minutes.
Back to the story. Just to finish it up here. So we go in. Show's awesome and everything. There was a guy. He was Ace's other guitar. No, he was in the opening band, maybe. I don't remember now. I was drunk as shit. But he had this really fucking awesome red leather jacket, like with the biker lapels and shit. And I'm like, I need to fucking find out where he got that. So Ace goes on. He plays. The guitarist for Skid Row comes out as a guest. Like, they're like, hey, since we're in New York, this guy's a Jersey native. He wanted to. Is that the buzzer?
Yeah. That's a buzzer.
All right, so he's like, hey, since he's a Jersey native and stuff and a friend of ours, here's Snake Sabo from Skid Row. And he came out and did a... Are you okay, Connor? I feel like you're not even fucking listening to me.
Oh, I'm listening. No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right,
doing
so
great.
Snake Sabo from
doing
Skid
great.
Row came
doing
out,
great.
Played guitar, blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm going to skip a bunch of this because it's not fucking important anymore. Because you're being an asshole, so.
No, dude, this is not on purpose. I'm here, man. I'm here.
So anyway, I went to the merch table. I bought a sign poster from Ace Frehley. The chick behind it, she
That's
was like
awesome.
Actually my age, which was crazy because usually it's a bunch of old broads doing the shit. She had these Kiss Destroyer leggings on. It was awesome. She was awesome. I didn't get her
That's
number
sick.
Because I was drunk and I didn't care enough because I was hanging out with Apple. So Apple said, hey, we got VIP things to go into the lounge, me and Banana. And I'm like, oh, shit. And Banana already went to the VIP lounge, so I was hanging with Apple, and Apple's like, listen, dude, we're going to try to get you into this fucking thing. We couldn't get you the VIP ticket, but, like, we'll try to get you into the VIP thing. Mm-hmm. You just got to play along. And we didn't have a plan. Mm-hmm. He goes, just follow me, talk to me, we'll just walk in, and it'll be fine. So we go to the VIP entrance, the backstage area thing, and there's a lady at the podium thing, and we start walking in, we're talking and everything. She goes, oh, hold on a second, hold on a second. What's your name? Uh-huh. And I gave her my name, and she looks on the list. She goes, I don't see you on the list. What's your last name? I gave her my last name. She goes, I'm not seeing you on here. Did you get a pink wristband? And I'm like, wait, we're supposed to have a pink wristband? And then Apple goes, dude, did Fred not give you a pink wristband? There's no Fred, by the way. He's just Fred. There's no Fred. bro, did Fred not give you a pink one? I'm like, no, he fucking didn't. And Apple's like, oh man, that sucks. Like, and it kind of got awkward for a second. And, like, I looked and I'm like, she's not fucking buying this. So I'm like, I was genuine. I was like, listen, I'll just go. Listen, you go without me. I'll hit you back up when I'm in town again. We'll hang out then. So I start turning around to leave. And she goes, wait.
What sold her.
Well, she goes, yeah, wait. Just go ahead. Just go in. So we go into the fucking VIP lounge. And, like, the fucking guitarist for Skid Row is right there. And I'm just starting hanging out
Jesus
with him.
Christ.
Yeah. If you would listen to me instead of hum into your pop filter because you took a giant swig of whiskey, you would have heard that he came out and
humming?
Guessed. You went...
Really? Oh, sorry. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. That didn't come through on my end. Sorry.
Yeah. If you were listening.
Let me get off the pop filter. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody. For Skid Row, was guest on one of the songs that Ace played.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like really cool. It's always cool that happens. So yeah, he's just chilling there. I literally have pictures with him. Like, and I was like, hey man, I don't want to be that kind of guy, but like, can I please get a picture with you? I did not know you were going to be down here. He's like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, it was the coolest shit, man. We were hanging there. We were drinking beers. Like, it was just the coolest shit. And I was like, man, dude, that's a great. And then we just left and we got pizza at a different place after the show. And and I lost my debit card. And that's how that fucking night ended.
Oh shit. I mean, like that's a good story, bro. Like that's way better than any concert story that I would have. Like
I don't even think it's my best story.
Concerts are the one thing that I really missed out on a lot during my youth so far.
Yeah.
Because I was so involved with sports, trying to play college football, really in the sports scene. And even outside of that, trying to save my money, you know,
right,
chasing a career, whatever I'm like trying to like save up for, invest in. It's not until like the more recent years, like the past, I want to say like 3 years.
Right.
God fucking damn it.
I said right when it beeped. So I'm going to take a drink too, just because I want some.
We actually have an ad for Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan sponsors, please give me part of your, give me like a fucking hairline fraction of.
Not giving you any audio, though.
Anyway.
I'm going to do the White Claw because there's no more whiskey in my glass and I don't feel like pouring it.
Dude, the last...
But, dude, there's the Tortuga Music Festival when I turned 21 for my 21st birthday. Right. My dad, my parents took me to Tortuga Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
That was fucking incredible. That was awesome. The other awesome concert that I went to, well, that's a festival, so that's in a whole another league, but another great concert I went to was Logic with NF and Kyle when he released Bobby Tarantino 2.
Cool.
And I went with my buddy Brian.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. There's not a whole lot to tell there, but like that was fucking cool. The crazy thing about it though, number one takeaway that I had was that like Charlotte doesn't have nearly the tailgate culture that Raleigh does. Like for concerts. Like I went to a concert there. This is a big fucking venue, a big concert. Like we're sitting there, like my convertible Mustang top down, the speakers blasting, like just hanging out, like tailgating like a motherfucker. Nobody. Fucking nobody is tailgating at all. Like it's not even a thing. Like this isn't normal.
You should have seen Kiss, man. We were at me and a bunch of
They found the unit. Okay, they're here.
Me and my concert homies went to see Kiss. We all did the face paint makeup and we were all swigging a bottle of Jack Daniels, passing it around in the parking lot. Like it was such an 80s fucking 70s 80s thing to do. It was so fucking awesome. But
Riley, come here.
You gotta bring him on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring him here and say hi.
There we go. Unofficial guest.
At Riley, come here. Right here. Right here. Follow my voice. Right here. All right. What up? Say hi. Hey, Jasmine.
What up? What right. up?
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
We got the podcast guests. That's cool.
This is cool.
Glad you guys finally. You're the first people to find the unit without my assistance, believe it or
really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah. Shit, you not.
I mean, we
you
drove
both
around.
Look like you.
It kind of cracks me up when you were like, oh, Riley, it's you? You're like, hey, it's Connor.
No, dead ass. I was like waiting for a phone call for a job, and I saw the Atlanta area code, and I was like, oh, shit, no, Jake, I have to take this phone call. And then I answered the phone. I was like, hello, this is Connor. And then it was Riley. I was like, oh, fuck. God damn it. No, but both of you guys look like you aged about like 9 years.
Really?
After this drive, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I'm kidding.
We drove around the whole complex, but we finally found it.
Your place is right, cool. Good. I like it.
Thank you. It's a work in progress.
So how much longer you got?
You live right now?
Like.
Are you live? What are we talking
about? Yeah, we're recording right now.
What's the topic?
Concert stories. We were talking about like concert stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then you guys walked in and we were like, oh, like. Y'all come say hi. Yeah. Yeah.
Get some unofficial guests. Because why not?
Where's he at?
The Jim Beam.
He's, yes. I paid $30 for that and I didn't get carded at all.
You want a Boberry biscuit?
I would love a Boberry biscuit.
That's a good brother. That's a good brother right there.
Once we got to Memphis, I was like, we're hitting Bojangles immediately.
That's a good decision.
They got a new drink. It's kind of like a Baja Blast, but like their own version. It's
really?
Fire. Yeah.
Oof.
It's a it's like Mountain Dew Blast type deal. Like it's the same drink, just like Bojangles style.
That's a great
fucking mention. What are you guys looking at? A couple of your episodes.
No, you can ignore that stuff.
Of your podcast.
Huh?
I've listened to some of your episodes.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
Can we get some feedback on air?
Oh, good. Good.
It's just funny.
I don't give a fuck. You're the fucking audio editor. I really don't care.
Wait, no. What the fuck does that even mean?
Him. What?
No, I said let's get some feedback on an actual episode.
Oh. Feedback on an actual episode. All right.
Live feedback from you two.
Oh, have you listened to one? Hey, guys. Hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning in today.
That's good.
Don't try too hard. Just be you.
That's good.
So what am I saying? I'm saying what my
feedback
constructive
on,
criticism.
On the podcast.
Feedback.
He said his decision.
Okay, a little bit too many curse words. But other than that, good content. That's all I got for you.
That's the point of the show.
Alright.
Well, you asked for my opinion and I gave it.
That about sums it up. Alright, okay, I expected nothing less. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, we could release it uncensored too, but
alright, I'll be back in about like 7.5 minutes.
That was, you know what? I felt like that was constructive.
It was. Oh, my neck. Oh, fuck. Ow.
All right, Connor, you heard the public, man. We got to stop swearing so much.
Oh, they can go fuck themselves.
Get fucked in the ass.
My favorite gif of all time from fucking Shaun of the Dead. Get fucked! Anyway, back to our regular scheduled programming.
I'll just share one more quick story. No big setup there, but last show,
probably wrap it up.
Last show I ever saw right before the virus hit was this younger band doing that sleazy sleaze metal shit from the 80s, like trying to revive it, like I'm trying to do. And right. They're playing at a dive bar in Raleigh, and
they're solid playing 7.5.
That's a good one. They were playing at a dive bar in Raleigh, and I went to go see them alone. Nobody else was in town. I said, fuck it, I'm going anyway. And this is right before the lockdowns began. So I'm chilling at this bar, and there's a few people that I know, actually, just by the Raleigh rock scene that are in there. And I'm like, hey, shit, there's that person, that person. I've seen them before. And the band kicked ass. You know, I was, like, right up in front of them. There's, like, barely any stage. It's a dive bar. And I start hanging out with them afterwards because they're like, you know, they just chilled after. They went to the bar afterwards to get drinks. There's a pool table upstairs. I start talking to them, and I'm like, hey, let's go fucking play pool. And they're like, all right. So me and, like, the guitarist, the bass player, and the drummer were all upstairs shooting pool and shit, hanging out. And, like, I
love that. On a personal note, I love that because, like, so many people in our generation, I noticed, like, really do not – play bar games at all. They don't play pool. They don't play darts. They don't fucking. They don't play any fucking bar games at all. The only time that I got any relief from that was when I went on tour with my buddy JT and his band, August is Ours, and we played pool and darts at every single bar all the time. Like, he was like, I had some good competition in pool and darts. Like, everybody plays fucking video games and shit now. Like, nobody knows fucking bar games in our generation.
Hey, listen, man, you can't play Fortnite at a fucking bar, so.
Exactly. It should stay that way.
Please. Yeah, no, dude, we were shooting pool, and, like, my drunk ass started saying, hey, guys, like, I know you guys are, you know, you're still starting out kind of and shit. Like, listen, if you guys need another, like, pair of hands on the road, I got nothing and nowhere else to be. I would happily help, like, carry the fucking amps to shows and shit. And my whole logic was, that Lemmy for Motorhead used to roadie for Jimi Hendrix before he started Motorhead. So I'm like, hey, man, if I could just fucking roadie for these guys before I started my band, I'd be like, Lemmy roadie right. for Jimi Hendrix. So, like, that was my fucking logic. And obviously, I sound like a drunk asshole. But then, like, two of them were like, actually, no, dude, we're about to do a tour in Europe and we fucking could use the help. And I'm like, dude, let's do it. And then fucking, hey, lockdown. Nobody do anything.
Everyone's no.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck.
No. Are you serious right now?
I mean, like, listen, they followed me on Instagram and shit. And I followed them back and they still follow me on Instagram, which is cool. But like,
for the love of God, that is the biggest blue ball of all time.
I mean, like, I don't know.
You never told me about this.
I didn't know if they were just drunk talking or whatever. Like, we were going to kind of meet up and shit in this fucking
asshole.
That's
you. I'm making that you. I'm making that you. What? I'm already drunk enough.
All right. Well, I'll finish this off, but.
Do that, attaboy. I'll take a swig of my White Claw. Not saying much, but still.
But I don't know if they were just blowing smoke up my ass or anything because they were drunk and I was drunker. But, like, they still follow me on Instagram and shit. So, like, I probably could have followed up at some point and been like, hey, like, I know I was drunk and shit.
Follow-ups
like,
are extremely important, Jake.
I was going to follow up and then the fucking place locked down. So it was like the tour got fucking canceled. And
still, okay, you still need to follow up, though. I'm not kidding. Like, you have to follow up and just be like, hey, like, what's the status? You know, like, I'm just curious, like, what's going on with it and everything, like... You know, not too pushy or too excited for the opportunity or anything, but like,
right.
Seriously, like follow-ups, like the first thing I learned in sales was that like follow-ups are king.
Yeah.
Follow-ups are fucking king. You have to fucking follow up.
No, I usually do. I would have too. It's just like the shit fucking hit the fan and then I'm like, well, fuck, I got to fucking scramble.
We're literally going to talk about this off the podcast later. I'm not kidding.
No, but I was like, no, I was going to follow up. And, like, I've liked some of this, like some of my shit that I posted. Like, we're still, it's still kind of a not a thing, but a thing kind of thing. But it's like, dude, man, it's almost been a year since that show now. Like, we're about maybe 9 months away from it being, like, you know, since it happened and shit. And it's like, I've got plans now to do my future shit. I'm about to purchase this bass guitar, record some shit in quarantine with Gus when he comes back here. Like, I got shit to do now. At that time, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a bass.
I get that. But like, with something like that, like changes happen. Like with something like that, you cannot turn that down.
No,
I don't care what's going on.
I wasn't gonna. If that was all, I don't know,
like,
what they're gonna
plan
do.
Plan B.
Before.
All of a sudden, but remember, like, remember, this is one of the biggest pieces of advice that I always give people our age.
Yeah.
In the stage that we're at, is that like. There's a difference between having a plan B and a goal B.
Yeah.
A lot of people's parents and everybody like tells them to have a plan B. That's really just have a backup plan, which is really like a backup goal.
Right.
A real backup plan, a backup plan is a different avenue to get you to the same destination. All right?
No, I feel
so
like...
if you got to make a plan B, if you got to make a fucking detour, if you gotta fucking change your plan up, you know, so fucking be it, but make that follow up and fucking, you know, hunt that down. If it's gonna fuck up all the plans that you thought were gonna happen, so fucking be it. It's still gonna get you the same destination. It's just not the plan that you thought was gonna happen. Just roll with the punches.
I understand what you're saying, but at this point, like, I was gonna do that when that was an actual thing, like when it was like in
how long ago was that?
It was in late February that happened, and then they were gonna tour
late February of this year.
The one that just right before the lockdowns happened.
Okay.
And then they were gonna
still follow up with them. I'm not kidding.
Let me fucking finish. Hold up. They were gonna tour in Europe during the summer, and. I was trying to talk to them about possibly establishing that. Lockdowns happened. They canceled the tour. Every tour in every fucking country everywhere got canceled. And, like, I understand, hey, that would be cool to follow up on and shit. But, dude, I got too many, like, actual new shits. Like, it's not – dude, it's fine. It's fine. I get the idea. No, I know what you're going to say. I get the idea of the following up and stuff. And I was going to do that before everything got canceled. And I was going to do it again when I thought – like, you know, May, everything was going to reopen because I didn't know how long this was going to be. So I was going to do it again in May when I knew, when I thought everything was going to reopen, and then it didn't. And now at this point, I don't know what they think they're going to do for touring. They might need an extra pair of hands. And if that's the case and they start planning shit, I might try to do it again. But like at this point, man.
No, not might. You have to.
You don't have to tell me what to do.
Here's what I need to like ingrain into your brain.
No, you don't need to ingrain anything. I already know what you're going to say and I get it. I'm not like I.
No,
I'm
no. Let me just say it. Let me just say it. All right. The type of people that you're talking about right now. Look, that tour that they were gonna have you roadie on may have gone to shit or whatever.
Well, they didn't say that they were. They were romanticizing the idea for me. I don't know if it's because we were all drunk, but like
maybe it was. But that's fine. Just like. You have to give it a shot until you know that it's, like, not going to fucking happen. But, like, look, these type of guys, at the level that they're at, being veterans in the rock genre.
They're not veterans, dude. They're starting bands still.
Still. They're far further into it than you have ever been or, like, that you dream of being in. Look, being a roadie for them, I guarantee you will open you doors that you will never, ever, like, it will open doors for you, like, 10 years quicker for you, probably, than you will get just, like, doing shit on your own.
Definitely not 10 years.
I'm just saying, it's gonna be, like, the people that they probably know and the people that they're connected with, just be around them. Be in that scene. Guys who are like in it, who have made it, who are doing it.
That's Vegas, like, dude. That's why I'm going to Vegas.
Okay, but like even if you go to Vegas and you're doing your own thing, like that's completely different from like being really on the road with guys who have really made it.
I've explained my plan to you multiple times and you still don't seem to understand what I'm
doing. No, this is a whole other thing that we've never talked about.
No, dude, like, listen, I understand
what you're saying. No, all right. We'll save it for another episode or another conversation off the air.
We
got to
wrap this up.
That.
Your brother's
like,
here.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up. But, dude, I understand. Like, just to finish, I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying at this point with what everything's going on.
You
got to
chase
like
it down.
That,
you got to take it up. That's my stance on it.
Well, I can
regardless of
you.
What your plans are,
I
because
care.
I think it's far more valuable
still my way.
Than
I'm
whatever
do it
your
my
plans
way.
Are.
As Frank Sinatra saying, it's going to be my way. I'm going to do it my way. If I want to go to Vegas, I'll go to Vegas. If I want to go roadie for them, I'll go roadie for them. I'll pick one.
That's fine. All I'm saying is that roadieing for them is going to be far more valuable than you going straight to Vegas. You can roadie for them and then go to Vegas.
Dude, Vegas is going to happen before their next tour.
That's fine. Go to Vegas and roadie for them.
I'll see what happens, dude. The future's not written.
I'm just saying, like, just don't turn something like that down.
I'm not turning it down. I'm saying that first off, the fucking virus turned that down. I didn't turn that down. Fucking virus turned that down. I was going to fucking go and do it, and then the fucking virus. Like, if I had to fucking bother them to the point where they were considering blocking me, I was going to do that because I had nothing else going on. What the fuck was that face?
Fair enough. Sorry, no, it's just barely after 10 o'clock. I expected them to be here at like 10:30. Riley must have been like really booking it. So,
all right. So just to wrap it up, finished off the point here. I was going to do that. I was going to probably bother them till they blocked me on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
I was going to do that whole bullshit and we'd all laugh about it 20 years down the road. But like the virus fucking happened. Shit fucking happened. Shit hit the fan. And
you're breaking up. God damn it.
Shit hit the fan. The virus fucking happened.
There you are. Okay.
I couldn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. The music industry suffered probably the fucking hardest. And like, you know, at that point.
I would say so. Yes, actually.
Yeah, like, the live venues literally were like what, like people that make money off their music
they're
and make
starving.
It off of live shows.
It's bad. It's fucking bad.
They're doing live show concerts, dude, like live stream concerts. That's just a YouTube video. You're paying for
people who are
video.
Comedians and musicians. They're doing shows for free just to help the venues because like they have way of supplementing for the situation.
It's sickening and it's sad and I hate to see it. So that whole industry is suffering right now. I couldn't go roadie for them in England or France or wherever the fuck they were going to go. That's just how it was. So now that we're at this, you know, crossroads where we might be having a vaccine, the shit might be coming back, maybe we're going back into lockdowns, no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen. All I know is I think Vegas is going to stay open or open up the fastest. It's an adult amusement park. They can't survive in a lockdown. All the casino mob bosses won't let that shit happen. So they're going to be one of the first to reopen. I'm going to head over there, and that's probably going to be way before most of these tours start up again. And then, dude, I might meet the fucking band in Vegas. They might show up in Vegas, and I'll go fucking bother them. Like, they might play at some fucking casino, and I'll show up at that casino and be like, guys, fucking remember you in Raleigh? Probably not. You need an extra pair of hands because I can't fucking find a band here. Like, it's all, dude, it's all right place, right time kind of shit. So
I feel you on that. It's just,
I'm saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying
make,
that.
Make the best judgment you can in best every
right
situation
now is,
that you're in.
I'm going to do it my way. All right.
Yes,
I think
sir.
We this right. up. When I start singing.
Yes,
like,
sir. That is a wrap shit. On episode, what is it, episode 9?
Yes.
Of Mouth
Definitely
Off?
Definitely one of
We're
one
almost
of
to 10 episodes.
Slightly messier
It episodes. Feels like an eternity, but like, damn, this is, I fucking love this podcast, man.
I can tell you are fucking in the pocket right now.
fuck that timer.
Fuck
All
it
right.
off, bro. We're done.
That is a wrap on episode 9 of Mouth Off, ladies and gentlemen. You can go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Mouth Off Tweets. You can follow us on Instagram at Mouth Off Partycast. You can follow our page on Facebook, but if you do, you definitely care about this shit way more than we
Damn
do because we don't
right.
follow our Facebook page at all.
Damn right.
Because we fucking hate Facebook.
Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
So follow us on Twitter and Instagram. If you follow us on Facebook, we'll send you some free shit when we start selling merch.
Wait. Don't promise that.
Well, it's something like that. I didn't give any fucking promises. I'm just saying. Anyway, go follow our shit on socials. And keep listening to our podcast. Yeah. And we'll see you on episode 10 next week, all right?
See you next week, everybody.
Cool. All right. Peace. Peace. Woo!